12. A 20-year dream come true. Simon Gurney, owner of the North Reps estate near Cromer, is opening part of historic land to the public after a 20-year-long labour of love. It was decades ago that North Norfolk landowner Simon Gurney had a vision for restoring part of his private estate and opening it to the public. This was countryside, which had been designed by the famous 18th-century landscape architect Humphrey Repton to be seen and enjoyed, which was now overgrown in places and hidden away from view. Simon of North Reps Hall, who also owns the Gothic Grade II listed holiday rental North Reps Cottage, built by the eminent Quaker and banker Bartlett Gurney in 1773, and the nearby Forest Park holiday venue, set out on a personal mission to restore the Repton-designed landscape. Now, as the Forest Park Trust Circular Walk of just under 4 kilometres is about to be officially opened to the public, Simon reflects on realising his 20-year-long dream. He said, "Our walk embraces the historic Repton landscape, offering people the most stunning setting to enjoy. It gives us the chance to retell local history about the area, as well as promote its flora and fauna. This is a walk of regional significance and a fabulous journey in a superb rural setting." The 3.91-kilometre walk, soon to be officially opened between Overstrand and Cromer, gives a unique view of the landscape designed by Repton, often described as a successor to landscape gardener Capability Brown. The footpath project was partly funded through DEFRA's Farming in Protected Landscapes programme and is the result of years of clearing overgrown land in more than 100 acres and Simon applying for planning permission to install fences and gates along the route. He said, "I've been trying to do this for 20 years. The stars have never aligned, but now it's all come together. When we started here, no one knew of the Repton landscape. You couldn't see it. Now we are opening it all. It's exciting. Now it's been cleared. The views are fantastic. There must be these open spaces for people because of the dangers that exist when walking on privately owned farmland, which often just isn't appropriate for public use." Many people don't know, but Simon has a rare condition called Pompe disease, which is an inherited disorder that impairs muscle function. Sometimes his body aches so much he must sit or lie down, and this inspired him to ensure his new walk has plenty of places for people to rest along the way. "What is important to me is that it is accessible to all, for wheelchairs, pushchairs, for everyone. I know what it's like to need to stop and rest, so it was important to me that the walk had plenty of places for people to be able to stop, rest and take in the beautiful landscape which is part of Norfolk and read the local history of Repton from various information points. No one needs to think they have to do the entire walk or that there isn't somewhere to stop and rest. The walk goes from an area off Jubilee Lane in North Reps through Gurney's Wood along the dismantled railway line parallel with Cromer Road and past the Forest Park venue, continuing along the Warren in Overstrand, ending at Tolls Hill. It also enables people to walk into Cromer using a short detour from the existing Norfolk Coast Path, which is affected by erosion at its point near to the Royal Cromer Golf Course, which has been an issue for the local community. As part of creating the walkway, attention has been paid to enhancing the biodiversity of the area and looking after the resident wildlife, with bird boxes and owl boxes added, as well as the redevelopment of a natural pond and tree planting." Simon added, "I'm not going to say to people, don't walk here. I can say, I'm giving you somewhere beautiful to walk."